Thank you for holding. Is this Ethan?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Ethan. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Well, good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed. And it's been a busy day. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
I understand you were
complaining when it's busy and then complaining when it's slow.
Exactly.
Story of my life.
Yeah, being God must be real difficult. But I understand you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Tara. Did she do a good job explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing. She's asking me to reduce the rate for you as part of a new in business credit. Said you have about 7 years experience, but you just started going out on your own recently.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll be able to apply the rates, the new in business credit for you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google, aside from just the pricing?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, I understand that you're a handyman, or you're in the handyman category is what Google has. But what would you say is your bread and butter service?
Carpentry work, deck builds, privacy fences, fence repairs, deck repairs, flower bed. This time of year, it's really been a lot of flower bed restorations. And
Okay. Have you heard of Oasis Deck Co. or MS Deck Builders LLC?
No, sir.
Okay. Those are the two guys that are up there now for the deck building side of it. But for your entire business category, we only have one position open. So we're actually going down a list of qualified companies. We're just looking for one business to fill that spot. You know, once we fill that position, we close out the whole category for the area. It's about a 40-mile radius. And we can't work with anybody else that provides the same services. I mean, could you see the value of being listed on the first page of Google as a top option for people who are looking for, you know, handyman decks and fences, your services?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's what I like to hear. So everything we do is month to month. I don't know if Tara told you that. We don't require any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing is set at a flat rate each month. For you, with the discounted pricing structure, it would be pretty significant. It would be more than a 50% price reduction. Google tries to incentivize the new businesses, so that way we can get you going. But I want to be really clear, too. When you work with a Google partner on the first page, we're not just going to, you know, build a Google listing and throw you up there. You know, we have to put all the tools in place for you to be successful. So we actually would build you your company's website. Like, you would get a full custom website design, and we'd build that. And we'd, you know, if you have before and after photos of your work, we'd encourage you to send that in along with that logo that you have there. We want to start branding you. So we'll build your website. Also, Google is the top of the top when it comes to search engines. Directories like Home Advisor are usually existing on the search engine, so they're kind of underneath Google's belt, so to speak.
Yeah.
So we're able to list you on about 50 other directories that you can get clients from, too. Things like Facebook, Yelp, you're on the Bing search engine, you know, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We're covering all your bases there, Ethan. It's kind of like a one-stop shop. It's almost like if you hired somebody in-house to do marketing and bring in new customers for you or new leads, right? So it covers all your bases. The package, it's advertised at $499 a month. That's the standard rate for a small to medium-sized business. With the discounted pricing structure Tara requested for you, it would drop the rate down to just $299 month to month, and then we would lock you in at that deal or at that discounted rate. So you'll keep that deal indefinitely. It won't go back up to $499 later.
Yeah.
And that's as long as you're with us on a month-to-month basis. So we just go 30 days at a time, and there's a tracking system, so you'll be able to track, you know, every new deck that we brought in. You'll be able to see every new handyman call that we've brought in, every single one from each individual keyword. You can see where they came from, you know. You'll have the recordings and the transcripts of all those conversations. So you'll be able to evaluate it every month or every quarter. You know, whenever you go back and look, say, hey, I'm spending $299 each month, but, you know, these are the customers that they brought me. It makes sense. And that's how we keep our clients coming back on that first page, is we're just able to show you, like, hey, this is bringing in these clients for you. So, I mean, if I could approve a price reduction like that, like the new in business credit that Tara requested, I mean, I'm sure there's something you could see a value in doing for the business to get things going online, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile on the first page of Google. I mean, we only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business, but they only let you post one phone number up there. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ethan. So I have 662-471-3085.
Yes.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot on the map, kind of indicating where you are when people look up, like, deck builders or any of your services. What's the street address that I could send that to, Ethan?
252.
Okay.
Lunsford. Lunsford.
Okay.
Road, Hickory Flat, Mississippi, 38633.
Okay, got it. 38633, you said, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got it here. Would you say that you travel the full 40 miles around you?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You kind of need it. Yeah, it looks like you're far.
I'm about an hour away right now.
From everything?
Just quoted a job, so.
Okay.
I mean, just about every job, it's rare to get a job within 30 minutes or so of the house. So.
Gotcha.
I'm prepared to drive an hour at least every day.
Okay. Well, for this particular listing, it'll cover up to 40 miles. If you do want to grow, or cover more ground, we could talk about maybe going up to a different package in the future. But I kind of want to start like this month to month and just see how it goes, you know, and just see how you handle it. Because I don't want to overwhelm you too. We might put you up there and think it's not enough, and then it's just you're getting blown up with handyman calls, you know. So I just kind of want to pace it out. If you feel, though, like that's valuable feedback on your end, if you feel like you want to increase it and cover more ground to start bringing in, you know, even more traffic, we could always do that. It would just be an upgraded package or campaign.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Ethan?
Renick, R-E-N-I-C-K.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Google advertising is considered a business expense. So you'll be able to write this off and get it back when you do your taxes at the beginning of next year. So we always send over an invoice receipt. We'll also send over an outline of the agreement in writing. That way you have it documented. What's your business email address that we could send this to?
SDR Construction, LLCMS at Gmail.
Okay, let me just repeat this back to you as I have it here. SDR Construction, LLC, MS, at gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right. And how do you want the hours of operation for your business listed?
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. Okay, what about the weekends?
Monday through Saturday.
I'll go out
and quote a job, but I'm not going to ask my help to work on Sundays.
Got it. That's understandable.
So,
that's the
Lord's I'll go out to quote if it's something that I can just run and quote and possibly get set up for the next week, then I'll do that. But
well, I didn't mean to open your doors on Sunday, but more so what I was asking, like, there's a little red and green icon. I don't know if you're near a computer. If you look up, like, deck builders in your area, it'll show the top three guys there where we're talking about listing. You'll see this little red and green icon that says, like, open, closed, right? So on Sunday, that'll be red the whole day. And it almost like discourages people to call you. So I always kind of tell clients like maybe put it like by appointment only. So that way they can call, but you're not really expected to go out and work. But that's up to you too.
Yeah.
I mean,
what,
you might not want to be in church.
We can do that.
I know.
Yeah, I've put my phone on silent while I'm in church.
Right. Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're getting as much opportunity as possible. You know, we're not going to make money
for sure.
You come back next month unless you're making money, right? So.
Yep.
All right. So I'll put Sunday by appointment only. And then can you accept cash, check, and card?
Yes. I prefer not to accept a check simply because my bank's funny. And I have had an incident where they hold a check for 2 weeks before depositing it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That
so we'll
can
go
get
no
a
check.
Little tricky, especially when you're buying material and everything else.
Yeah, that would be awkward. Imagine you completed a deck or even just got equipment, you know, and then they give you half or something and it just bounces. It's like, that's very awkward. Situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I ain't never had one bounce, but I've had my bank hold a check for up to 2 weeks.
I wonder why they do that.
And the check was good. I threw a fit about it. Don't believe me. I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars that go through my bank in a week.
Yeah.
But
no, I wonder why they do that. It might just be a security thing. I know every bank's different.
Yeah, I mean, I will take a cashier's check, but as far as a personal check.
Okay. So like a cashier's check or like a money order type situation, if they wanted to prepay a job. Okay.
Yeah, anything like that, but I'm not going to take a personal check.
No personal check.
I take card. I take card, Venmo, cash out, cash.
Okay. And these are things we'll have on the website as well. So that way it's very clear to the customers. Maybe we could hyperlink like the Venmo or the Cash App. So that way they could just go ahead and get it through the site and pay you directly there too. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and save. And then for your website, I see you got your logo here. It actually does come up on a couple of things when I look up your number. Is there any way you could send that logo into us for the site? Because we'll buy the domain name for you, like the strconstructionllc.com. But we're going to want to brand that logo. Yeah. And then also any pictures of, like, before and after work that you've done in the past. That'll really help us, too. Because you're going to be starting from scratch. So if we could... You know, you don't have the star rating that these other guys might have, but if we could show them the site and what you're capable of, I think that'll go a long way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just sent
and
you an
email. That's to that email you just sent?
That's right. And I'm going to send my direct number and extension, too. So if you need help with it, we could sit down and I could show you. But it's pretty easy if you have them on your phone. Usually you could just click on send the photo, and then you just put the email address in the send a user. And then usually just type in photos at local splash. You know, you plug that in and it should come straight through.
Yeah.
The reason we like that email though is because they don't get pixelated that way. You don't have to worry about the quality of it going down. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I got this profile set up. Okay. Website. Good. And then we're going to want to interview you just to make sure the website looks how you want it to look. And then also go over all the services that you're going to be listed for on the first page. You'll be able to hand select those, but we'll have some recommendations ready for you. And then we also want to go over the area, too. If there's, like, parts of town maybe you want to exclude. So these interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour just in case the call goes over or you have any questions. What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview with you tomorrow?
Tomorrow probably around – can we – How late in the afternoon can it be?
That's actually a good question. Let me pull up their calendar. Usually it's like the customer tells us and then we just make it happen. But let me just look at what's already open here.
Yeah.
Okay, they have a 3 o'clock. That looks like that's available tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Central.
All right. Yeah, that'll work. That'll work.
All right. And just so you don't miss it, I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. So that'll pop up here in just a second. And then I'm also going to set up a text message reminder, like an automated reminder that'll come through about 1 hour before the appointment. Okay. Okay. And they'll call you on the same phone number. I'll actually call you from the number that I texted you, and then I'll introduce you to them, and then I'll hand it off from there. All right. So let's go ahead and do that. Save. Okay. So I got your profile created. We're going to send you a Google verification letter here when I activate your account. It's going to come through automatically, so that's basically your homework is just to fill that out. Google wants to verify you're a real company and you're serious about this, because once we create that profile and it's verified, it's always there, right? So you got to fill out that form this evening. There'll be a full outline of the agreement in writing for you to sign off on this evening as well, and then there'll be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. So just those two things, maybe download the app, get familiar with the tracking system, and then the next step will be our phone call tomorrow at 3. But in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Ethan, how did you want to do that?
Is there any way I can do that tomorrow? Simply because I'm trying to keep everything running through my business account. That was for tax reasons. And my card to my business account is out, will be delivered tomorrow.
Ooh.
That was my problem with Angie Leads, is I was trying to wait on the card and they had to have a card.
So I'm
trying to keep all this stuff to keep from having to remember to go back and switch to my company card.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be anything like Angie's Leads in comparison, I'll tell you that. Usually when the positions open up on the first page of Google, they fill them pretty quickly. Like Google has a department where they'll create a list of the contractors they can find in the area that fit the description of what they're looking for. And then they give it to a bunch of representatives, kind of like Tara. And once they fill that spot, Tara's the girl you were speaking with in the beginning. But once they fill that spot, they'll close out the category for that area. And then we miss out on it, and we got to wait for another spot to open up. I know you're really new, but some guys don't get a chance to get up there for, you know, years. But as far as, like, the tax situation, as I told you earlier, you know, we always send over invoice, receipt, and outline of the agreement, so you'll still be able to write it off, the first payment. And then before the next bill rolls around, or before the 6th of next month, at any time, if you just want to contact me, I can get in here and I could swap it over to the business card. That way, every other invoice moving forward will be under that business card.
Yeah. All right. Oh, let me do it this way. Oh, I've got a Visa personal bank card.
Okay. Now, is this just under your name? It just says Ethan Rennick.
It says John Rennick. My first name is John.
Oh, my first name's John, too.
Yeah, I just don't go by John. I've always went by Ethan.
I like that, though. I used to be the same way. I felt like John was just so common growing up that it used to frustrate me. There would be, like, two Johns in every classroom I was in. And I'd be like, who are you talking to me or him? Okay. Do you spell it the same way as I do with, like, the Bible, J-O-H-N?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then middle initial E, I'm assuming, is that where you get the Ethan from?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And Rennick. Okay, and then the billing address, is that going to be the same as the street address that Google's verifying, the 252 Lunsford Road?
Yes.
Okay, all right, I'm ready for you.
All right, hold on just a second. I'm going to get it pulled out.
Okay.
It's going to be five or three. Well, hold on, let me restart.
Okay.
4355 4308 4608 1269 1269 0 or 2308
2308. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
March 2008. Yeah, 28,
okay.
My bad.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And then the security code on the back.
Security code on the back is 840.
840. Okay. And then just for our records, you always want to be called Ethan, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you spell your middle name E-T-H-A-N or E-N?
E-T-H-A-N.
E-T-H-A-N. Okay. That's what we had here. I just wanted to double check because I sent you that invite for the client interview tomorrow, but I typed it E-T-H-A-N and I didn't really ask or double check that that was correct because there's different spelling. Yeah. Okay, there's going to be a security question on your account here. This is in case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our reps when we contact you, or vice versa. You know, if we want to be able to verify it's you, right? So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay, and where were you born, Ethan?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. You got out of there, huh?
Well, I'm from Hickory Flat. I just always do that because I was born in a hospital in Memphis.
Got it. So you were born there, and then they came over to Hickory Flat, and you've been there since?
Yeah. Well, as soon as they released me from the hospital, we come back to Hickory Flat. That's one I always remember because I had to put it. That's what I had to put on, like, my background checks and everything else. That's what's on my birth certificate.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I got it down. It's going to be Memphis, Tennessee. So if there's ever any concerns about if you're talking to the right company or, you know, you feel like you're not sure who you're speaking with when they contact you, just say, hey, do you know where I was born? And if they don't know, then, you know, hang up. That's not the right people. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then there's a brief voice verification I got to walk you through before I can authorize any kind of transaction, okay? If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. It's no problem, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I process a transaction with you, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ethan. So we're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
SDR Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
John Ethan Rennick, owner operator.
Okay, Ethan. And just to confirm, I had it as SDR Construction LLC. Do you want me to have the LLC displayed, or do you want me to hide it?
You display it.
Okay. It looks more professional, but I just wanted to ask because you said it that way. Okay. And then in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, so we know what you currently have. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add something online, just double check with us to make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or duplicating anything, but you should be good. Like, you shouldn't need anything else, honestly. The platinum package that you're on, like I said, we're building your site. We're going to be building the Facebook page, running Facebook ads through it, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We try to be like a one-stop shop for you. So you should be covered, but if you're considering it, just double check. We don't want any duplicates floating around or you spending money that you don't need to be spending.
Yeah.
And then it says, in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 6th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, this is going to be for a platinum package bundle. We've included the custom website design for your business at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. So there won't be any other charges that you run into throughout the month. It's just a one-time payment each month. Each month it's going to go through on the 6th. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. We do ask that you give it 3 months, like a 3-month verbal commitment. Okay. You're not binded to anything long term. It's a 3-month verbal commitment. If you cancel before 3 months, an early termination fee will apply. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to process this. Stay on the line with me, okay? Because when it goes through, it's going to send you a couple of confirmation messages. I want to make sure you get everything. It's something you only got to do one time. Oh. It said the payment for, or the, yeah, the payment on this card actually declined. It says insufficient funds.
Hold on. Oh, that's going to be my problem. It's there, but I've done exceeded my, that exceeds my limit for the day. I've only got a $3,000 limit on the car today, and I've bought over right at $3,000 worth of material today.
Okay.
See, that, and that's another reason I'm waiting on that business card, because I can't turn my personal card up on the spend limit today.
Got it. Shoot. I'm trying to see what we can do. I immediately started messaging finance here to see what our options are. She's saying that request another payment method. You don't have a different payment method?
I do not. I'm waiting on that business. Business account.
No, I know. You've been saying that from the beginning. So let me just reiterate that to her. Business card is coming tomorrow. Try to see if there's anything we could do about maybe just holding the spot. Like, obviously, you're serious about it. You created the whole account, set up the client interview appointment, you know. You've been nothing but patient and kind, so.
I didn't think nothing about the spending limit. I forgot
the limit,
that
yeah.
I forgot all about that limit, and I realized real quick when I went to, because it sent me an email when you tried to run it, that I exceeded my limit.
She was saying sometimes the bank, though, even with the limits, she's saying that, it's a credit card, not a personal card. But she was saying they should have sent you a notification to authorize the transaction, and they would have pushed it through. She's just looking at, like, this individual transaction. You didn't get that at all?
With my personal card, it won't let me spend over $3,000 a day.
Okay.
With my business card, I got a $10,000 limit a day.
Understandable.
I ain't got the card yet. It's in the mail.
Okay. I'm wondering. I know we're waiting for that other one.
That's something I've been struggling with.
No, I get you. I'm gonna try to work it here, because what happens is usually they'll like close the category when I tell them, hey, he's agreeing, he wants to fill the spot. So they'll close the category and stop calling out. But now the payment's declined. I don't want them to reopen the category. I want, because it's not your fault, right?
Yeah.
It's just something I want to see if I can get them to just leave it closed, and maybe we do like a post date, like maybe try to like reprocess it
in the
morning.
I mean, if we can reprocess it at 9 o'clock, I mean 8-9 o'clock in the morning, that'd be great. I mean,
okay,
it's there.
Okay, let me see what I can do. I'll tell her right now. Okay. I got the bubble. She's responding. Okay. So she's saying that we could schedule what's called a post-dated payment on your account, since everything's already done and we already have the client interview scheduled for tomorrow. She's saying that I could set it up to process at 9 o'clock Central Time. That's 9 a.m., okay? So that's 9 your time tomorrow.
Yep.
It's going to automatically process, though. Like, I'm not manually running it. It's going into the merchant processing machine, and then it'll automatically run it tomorrow. Okay?
Yeah.
But we do it this way, it's on hold, so you're not going to miss anything. Now, as far as, the Google verification form, the outline of the agreement in writing, the username and password for your tracking system, those come out automatically. Okay? So when the payment goes through tomorrow, you'll know, because it's going to automatically hit you with those three messages. They're going to come through automatic.
Yeah.
In the meantime, though, you could still send in, like, the company logo, the photos, things like that, give us a head start on it, and then the client interview will go do some heavy lifting. I would want to send out the verification form tonight. I don't see why they wouldn't let you just kind of work on that prior. I'll see what I can do after the call. I'll go downstairs. But it should be good.
Why is this much trouble?
No, it's totally fine. Look, you got to understand, I've been doing this for 13 years. So everybody I work with is a business owner. And it's like, usually if you go the extra mile for them, they're happy, you know, and it ends up being a long-term thing. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people that I can work with long-term, not for a month.
Is there any way I could put you on hold for a few minutes? I got a client calling in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, I'm back. You there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still with you. I just put myself on mute for a second. But no, I was just saying, I'm looking forward to working with you. Like, don't stress about it. We got the post date scheduled for tomorrow, so it's going to process at 9. You'll get all the confirmations. If you can, send over some photos this evening. And, you know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I've texted you my direct number and extension. Just don't hesitate to give me a call, okay? I want to make sure everything's working for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I sure appreciate it.
One John to another.
Yeah.
You have a great evening, and then I'll be talking to you tomorrow during that client interview. I'll introduce you to the rep, and we'll get that going tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Dan. I sure appreciate it.
All right, Ethan. You have a great night.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.